Okay, as I'm sure we're all aware, we're in Chodesh Adar Rishon. And typically in a regular year, Parshas Tetzaveh coincides with Parshas Zachor. So even though this year Parshas Tetzaveh does not coincide with Parshas Zachor, since we are in Chodesh Adar, and it's time to think about our relationship with the Malik, I want to actually begin with what would have been the Haftorah if it was Tetzaveh and Parshas Zachor. Is that okay? Got one smile. If it's not okay, we're going to have to just go home. So we're going to make it okay. Okay, so we're going to pretend that it's Parsha Zachor a little bit. We will get to this Haftorah eventually, but it's such a compelling message, and it actually does have a connection to this week's Parsha that I wanted to share it tonight. Shaul HaMelech was the first king of Klal Yisrael. And Shaul HaMelech was a great tzaddik, and Shaul HaMelech was a great leader. But of course, when we study the Navi, we find out that Shaul HaMelech's Malchus did not last very long. And I want to try to highlight one of the shortcomings that Chazal recognized in Shaul HaMelech, a very holy shortcoming, but a shortcoming nonetheless. How do we first meet Shaul? Where do we first encounter Shaul? So in Shmuel Aleph, when the king is elected, the Navi tells us, in Perek Yud, in source number one, Vayakrev Shmuel is kol shivte Yisrael v'yilached shevet binyan. That Shmuel is somehow trying to identify who is going to be the king, and he brings all of Bnei Yisrael passing before the Urim V'Tumim to identify who is in fact the king. And lo and behold, who do we find? We find that it's none other than Shevet Binyamin. And he further investigates, and he finds out it's not only is it Shevet Binyamin, in fact, it's the family of Matri. And not only that, the individual is Shaul ben Kish. So everyone's all excited. Okay, Shaul ben Kish. Well, where is he? And they start looking for Shaul ben Kish, and they're almost ready to give up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, where it's bolded in the first source, Vayomer Hashem, Hinehu Nechba El Akev. Shaul, who's been selected to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, is hiding amongst the baggage. So they run and they find Shaul, and they're all excited. And the people cry out at the end of Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Vayomru Yechi HaMelech, Long live the king, long live the king. Tremendous excitement and fanfare for Shaul HaMelech. And then at the very end of this parak, we find that there were some people who were less enthusiastic about Shaul. The last pasuk in the first source, Uvinei v'li'al amru ma yoshi'enu zeh. There were some troublemakers who looked, the b'nei b'li'al, wanton individuals, rebellious individuals, who unlike all of Klal Yisrael who were screaming, Yechi HaMelech, they were saying, who is this guy? Ma yoshi'enu zeh. Who is this person that he's going to save us? Vayivzuhu, and they disgraced him, they shamed him. Velo heviu lo mincha, and they refused to bring him a gift, like many others were doing. Vayihi kamacharish, and Shaul remained silent. No, you would say, unbelievable midos, that a person could have some dissenters, and he has the authority of the melech, but he doesn't punish them, he remains silent, he shows humility, he shows restraint. The Gemara in Yoma, in source number 2 on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, speaks about the greatness of a person who hears his disgrace, who's publicly disgraced, embarrassed, and yet nonetheless maintains self-control. The Gemara says, Hane'elavin ve'einon olvin. Those who are shamed but don't respond and don't shame others back, shomin cherpasan, who hear the rebuke and hear their shame, ve'einon mashivin, and they don't reply. That they're standing there, someone's mocking them to their face, and they say, you know what? I'm bigger than this. I don't have to fight back. They said something nasty to me. I don't have to say something nasty to them. A person who hears cherpasan ve'ena mashivan, osin me'ava v'smechin b'yisurin, a person who continues to act in a positive fashion, rejoicing even in suffering, because sometimes Hashem is the one who's slapping us in the face, and yet we're able to show restraint. We don't blaspheme God. As Eov is struggling in his illness, Hakasav Omer about such a person, Alein Hakasav Omer about such a person, the pasuk says, Va'oavav kitzeis Hashemesh b'gvurasa. His beloved ones are like the sun in its full strength, like the power of the sun. It takes such power to have restraint in the face of one's disgrace, in the face of one's own shame or embarrassment. I recognize him, but there are many who. Yikam acharish, what a tzaddik! He kept his mouth shut. But there are many who look at Shaul HaMelech in this moment and see this as his first failure. The first of a series of failures that are going to follow a similar pattern. which is failure to recognize that you're the melech. And the melech has to know how to stand up. There's rules for malchus. A melech can't allow himself to be publicly disgraced and not respond. And yes, maybe humility is a very important trait. Arguably the most important of the midos. Arguably, we've spoken about it in the past. I can't go through all the proofs of that now. But arguably, humility, Moshe Rabbeinu, Anov Mikol Adam. Arguably, the most important of all of the midos tovas that a person can have, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Moshe got the Torah from the fact that he was like Har Sinai, the first mission in Avos. Moshe had humility, like Har Sinai, which was also a humble mountain. Humility is a remarkable thing. And yet, if you're the melech, you have to know who you are. Because if you don't know who you are and you allow people to poke fun at the melech, it undermines the entire Klal Yisrael. So in fact, Shaul HaMelech is criticized for being too silent in the face of those who shamed him. A second example. Shaul HaMelech is waiting for Shmuel. Shmuel told them, we're going to meet up. Shaul is in Gilgal. The Plishtim are gathering in Michmash. The battle is ready to take place. And Shaul says, we're waiting for Shmuel, we're waiting for Shmuel. After 7 days, he can't wait anymore. The people are getting antsy. Source number 3, a couple of prakim later, Parak Yud Gimel. V'ish Yisrael ro kitzar lo kinigas ha'am, v'yischabu ha'am b'ma'aros. The Klal Yisrael see that the Plishtim are ready for battle. The Jews are going into hiding. And the Pasuk describes, the end of the Pasuk Zayin, Shaul adenu b'Gilgal. Shaul is amassed with his army in Gilgal. V'chol ha'am chardu acharav. Says the Pasuk Ches, where it's bolded, Vayochel Shivas Yamim. They waited for 7 days. La Mo'eid Asher Shmuel. The set time that Shmuel said. Don't offer the karbanos on your way out to battle against the Plishtim until I get there. 7 days time. I'll see you in 7 days time. Nope, 7 days. They're looking. They're waiting. Shaul HaMelech is stalling. Veloba Shmuel HaGilgal. And Shmuel is nowhere to be seen. And the people start to scatter, start to disperse. People are getting impatient. They're scared. If Shmuel is not showing up, if you're not bringing the karbanos, then we're not going out to war and we're going into hiding with the rest of our brothers. So Shaul says, okay, fine. We'll move ahead. Shmuel told us to wait. We just can't wait anymore. Vayomer Shaul, in Pasuk Tes, Hagishu Eilai, Ha'ola Vashlamim. Okay, bring forth the karbanos. Vayal Ha'ola. And the karbanos were offered. And it was right as he finished offering the karbanos that he looks up, and all of a sudden, who's there? Shmuel. Vayhi kechalosa la'alosa ola v'inei Shmuel ba. Yetze Shaul lekraso levarcho. So Shaul comes out to give kavod to the great Shmuel. Vayomer Shmuel, Shaul, what happened here? Me'asisa, what did you do? Vayomer Shaul, what did you expect me to do? The people were getting antsy. Ki ra'isi ki nafata ame alai. People were starting to scatter. What choice did I have? Va'atalo vasal moed hayamim. You didn't come like you said you'd come. And the Plishtim are gathering against us. The Plishtim nasaf in Michmash. The Plishtim are gathered in Michmash, right opposite Gilgal. They're ready to fight. So what did you expect me to do? And Shmuel HaMelech, Shmuel HaNavi, I'm sorry, says to Shaul HaMelech in Pasuk Yud Gimel, where it's bolded, Vayomer Shmuel al Shaul, niskalta. You messed up. You made a terrible mistake. Lo shamartes mitzvos Hashem Elokecha asher tzivach. I commanded you to act in a certain way. I told you to wait for me. Yeah, but the people, you're the melech. What do you mean the people? Why are you pointing fingers at the people? The people are impatient. The people are antsy. So it's your job as the leader of Klal Yisrael to tell them, we're not going on without Shmuel. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us. Lo shamartes mitzvos Hashem Elokecha asher tzivach. Ki ata hichin Hashem. You could have been the melech, but you're not showing leadership. You're not showing a sense of an understanding of your position in the world. Let's hear. Okay.
So many years later, the lesson is still there. Can we criticize Moshe maybe for the same thing that maybe he didn't act like a melech?
Yeah. Yeah, could be. Aaron HaKohen was a little too quick to go along with the people. People loved Aaron HaKohen, maybe for that reason. Moshe was more demanding than Aaron HaKohen. Right? But a leader has to know his place. And Shaul HaMelech, Shmuel says, I was a couple minutes late. You got to be able to keep it for a couple of minutes. And if you can't, it's a lack of leadership. Don't be so humble to always be so quick to acquiesce to whatever the people want. You have to know, the leader has to be a leader. Person, again, has to understand their position of authority. These are two mistakes of Shaul HaMelech. The third mistake of Shaul HaMelech, and final mistake that I want to highlight tonight of Shaul, and probably the most egregious example of his failure as a leader, is of course what, again, would have been this Shabbos' Haftorah if it was Parsha Zachor. But again, it's time to get ourselves ready for Purim. We'll be talking about it probably a little bit each of these weeks. And that, of course, is the mistake that Shaul HaMelech makes, the most critical mistake in Perek Tesvav, in source number 4. Vayavo Shmuel al Shaul, vayomer lo Shaul, Baruch ata Hashem, akimosi es devar Hashem. Of course, this is after Hashem tells Shaul to destroy Amalek, men, women, children, animals, and Shaul did an okay job. He didn't finish the job. So Shmuel comes to Shaul, and Shaul says, ah, Baruch Hashem, we did a great job. Vayomer Shmuel, you did a great job. I told you, men, women, children, animals. Why do I hear animals? Says Shmuel, Ume kol hatzon hazeh ba'oznai. Why do I hear animals? Why do I hear kol habakar? What is the sound of all these animals? Asher anochi shomea. I thought you were supposed to destroy everything. So immediately, Shaul begins to explain himself. No, no, you have to understand. Vayomer Shaul, pasuk tazvav. Me amaleki haviyum. No, we took this from Amalek. Asher chomol ha'am al meit avatzon. Someone had a good idea. The people thought we should save the best sheep, the best cattle, and we should offer it l'man zvoach l'Hashem Elokecha. And whatever's extra, then we'll kill, we'll finish it off. Don't worry, we're going to finish the job. Why not? We're going to kill it anyways. Might as well kill these animals for God. Might as well hold on to them a bit longer and make them into karbanos. And this is the moment where everything falls apart for Shaul's malchus. Pasuk tazayin v'yomer Shmuel el Shaul, heref v'agid alocha is asher diber Hashem elai halay. Can I ask your permission to tell you what Hashem already is communicating to me? Can I tell you how Hashem feels about your leadership? Vayomer lo daber. Shaul says, nu, I'm ready to be makapa. Vayomer Shmuel. And one of maybe the most famous lines in the Navi, and a line that every Jew who has an aspect of Malchus, which is what we're really talking about tonight, how every one of us is supposed to be a Melech and a Malka, right? And sometimes we don't know how to step up, whether it's a Shaul HaMelech or whether it's Esther HaMalka. Not sure. Mordechai says, I'm telling you, this is what you got to do. The fourth parak of Megillas Esther. I don't know. I'm not sure. Says Shmuel to Shaul HaMelech, where it's bolded. Halo im katon ata be'einecha. If you're small in your own eyes, rosh shivtei Yisrael ata. But it's a mistaken way of looking at yourself. You're the head. You're the head of Klal Yisrael. You have to know who you are. Again, you're listening to the people. The people said we should keep the animals to make karbanos to Hashem. In theory, it's a lovely idea. Had Hashem not said otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, wipe out Amalek. And again, he starts to explain, no, but the people, Shaul tries to excuse himself and to explain himself. And Shmuel says, what do you think Hashem wants more? A leader who knows how to take charge? A leader who knows how to enforce the Dvar Hashem? Or a leader who crumbles every time the people have a suggestion. Says Shmuel in Pasuk Chav Beis, jumping ahead a couple of psukim, Vayomer Shmuel, Hachafetz laHashem ba'olos uzvachim kishmo b'kol Hashem. What do you think Hashem wants more? Hashem wants you to bring karbanos against His wishes? Or Hashem would rather you just be an obedient servant of Hashem, to listen to the Dvar Hashem? Hinei shmoa mizevach, Hashem prefers hearing to slaughtering. Right, mizevach tov. Hashem prefers listening than good offerings. Lahakshiv, He rathers that you listen mechelev elim than the fat of animals, of the aisle, yeah, of the rams. HaKadosh Baruch wants you to listen to Him. That's what Hashem wants from you. And of course, what happens? Shaul HaMelech says, "Okay, I'm sorry. I'll get it right next time." And Shmuel says, "3 strikes, you're out. It's game over. There's no room to negotiate." And now watch, at the place that Shaul fails, Shmuel, in a remarkable way, steps up. Because not only did he keep the animals alive, who else was still alive? The Melech of Amalek, Agag, the Melech of Amalek, was still alive. So Shmuel says, if you're not going to step up, I'm going to step up. Now, watch this scene, and maybe you'll hear it like you never heard it before. In source number 5, Vayomer Shmuel Hagishu Elai Es Agag Melech Amalek. Bring out Agag. I'm going to deal with Agag. Shmuel. Now, who is Shmuel? Think about this for a second. Who is Shmuel? Shmuel is like the Rebbe who travels around Klal Yisrael giving shiurim, and you know, Shmuel's not known for being a fierce warrior. Shmuel's, you know, the tzaddik of the generation. He sits and he learns and he gives shmuzin and he travels around and he answers shailas. Vayomer Shmuel, bring out Agag. I want to see Agag Melech HaMalik. So they bring him out. Vayelech Elav Agag Ma'adonos. They bring him out with faltering steps. He's you know, in chains. They bring him out. Vayomer Agag. Now, how do you read these next words? Agag says, Achein Sar Mar Hamaves. So you open up an Arish scroll. You look at the English translation. Alas, the bitterness of death approaches. Time's up. He knows he's about to get killed. Shmuel is going to finish the job that Shaul didn't do. Achein Sar Mar Hamaves. The bitterness of death has come. Time's up. However, if you look in the Ralbag flips the whole thing on its head. The Ralbag says, you know what Agag thought to himself when he saw Shmuel standing in front of him? Imagine if it was Rav Moshe Feinstein standing there, you know? Right? So imagine, you're brought before Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay, so what's Rav Moshe gonna say to him? Well, Rav Moshe's gonna pull out a sword and chop him to pieces? When Agag sees that it's Shmuel, the kind and the gentle and the understanding Shmuel, what does Agag say? Imagine, he comes out, he's all scared. Okay, they're bringing me out to the executioner. He looks up, and who does he see? Shmuel. This is great. It's my lucky day. Shmuel's not gonna hurt me. Says the Ralbag in source number 6 in the second line. V'kasher ra'a Shmuel. When he saw that it was Shmuel, he was so scared, he was brought out in chains. But when he saw that it was Shmuel, v'haysa tzuraso mochachas al godel chasiduso, a rebbe with a long white beard. Shmuel Anavi standing there, a yeshiva, and he sees that he looks like a pious person. V'rachmanuso, and he's well known for his what? His compassion. Omar be'emes sar marira samaves. Ah, sar. Shmuel, standing sar mar hamavis. The bitterness of death has been removed from me. Oh, phew, it's just Shmuel. I'm fine. Nothing's going to happen. Ki nafalti biad mishiroi shirachim alai. Oh, Shmuel, if Shaul didn't kill me, Shmuel for sure is going to be a pushover. And what does Shmuel do? Says the Ralbag, Shmuel becomes a fierce warrior. Shmuel says, you think that just because I'm a soft-spoken person, because I'm a kind person, because I'm a righteous person, you think you're going to push me around? If a Kodesh Baruch Hu says to act, Shmuel says, I act. V'kasher haven Shmuel midvar, says the Ralbag, when Shmuel realized that Agag thinks it's his lucky day because he's going to talk his way out of it, Shmuel says, no, I'm not making the same mistake that Shaul keeps making. I'm not going to be too soft in my leadership. When Shmuel understands that Agag thinks he's going to beat the system, Shua yechoshev shinatzel al yad Shmuel, he thinks he's going to be saved by Shmuel. Amr lo ein ha'inyan kein. He declares in very harsh words and performs a very harsh act. Going back to source number 5, says Shmuel to Agag in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayomer Shmuel, kasher shichla noshim charbecha. Just like your sword made women barren, just like you murdered women, pregnant women, you killed them. Kein tishkal minoshim imecha. So too your mother is going to be the one who's mourning now. Your mother's going to be without children because I'm about to kill you. Vayishazev Shmuel es Agag lefnei Hashem beGilgal. And Shmuel took out his sword and chopped Agag to bits. According to Rashi, into 4 pieces. According to other Rishonim, into many more pieces. I'm sorry to be graphic, but that's what Shmuel did. He chopped him to pieces. Because Shmuel said there's a time for humility, and there's a time to be gentle, and there's a time to be compassionate, and there's a time to stand up and kill him up. There's a time for a Jew to say, this is evil and I will not tolerate it. But you're always so nice, you're always so friendly, you're always so understanding. But this is wrong, this is bad for Klal Yisrael. Someone needs to voice a concern. And someone needs to take action. And it's not going to be up to the people to decide what is the best course of action. But I thought it would be good, Shaul says, I thought it would be good. The people had a nice suggestion. Shaul, you're not listening to the Dvar Hashem. And Shmuel shows that leadership requires sometimes doing things which may be the opposite of what a person's comfort zone might be, or how a person may have expressed him or herself in the past. It was that false humility that was the undoing of Shaul. And therefore a person has to understand who he is or who she is. The danger of a false humility. A false humility that robbed Klal Yisrael of the first Malchus, and a false humility that arguably caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. If you remember the Gemara, a well-known story in Gittin Daf Nun Vav, the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. And after Bar Kamsa gets bounced out of the feast, out of the big party, he decides he's getting revenge. And he goes before the emperor and he decides to inform against the Jews who are no good. And he says, you'll see, try to bring a karban, you'll see, try to bring an offering to the Jewish temple, the emperor won't be respected. So the emperor goes ahead and he takes the finest three-year-old calf and he sends it to the Beis HaMikdash. And Bar Kamsa placed a small blemish, a very small blemish. According to the Gemara, one opinion, he put a little mark on its lip, perhaps a mark on its eye. The Maharal talks about the power of speech, the power of how a person sees things, whatever it means on a deeper level. He blemished the calf's upper lip, he blemished the calf's eyelid, and they come before the Kohanim. Can we offer such a karban? It's coming from the emperor. If we don't offer it, it's going to be very bad for Klal Yisrael. So of course, most of the rabbis said, given the situation here, we have no choice. Despite the fact that there's a small blemish, we have no choice but to offer this karban. And one Jew stood up, a holy Jew, one of the great sages of Zechariah ben Avkulas, stood up and he said, absolutely not. We cannot offer such a karban on the Mizbech. And the sages said, no, but we have no choice, we have to. Right? Now again, this is a little bit the opposite of what we were saying a moment ago, because Zechariah seems to be following the halacha very precisely. But the Chachamim ruled against him and said, you got to offer this karban. And for whatever reason, Zechariah held out. This Rav Zechariah ben Avkulas held out. And in the end, they didn't bring the karban, and the authorities found out, and Bar Kamsa's slander worked, and that led to the war, which would lead to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash at the hands of the Romans. And Rav Yochanan says in the Gemara there, Gittin Daf Nun Vav, it's not on the page in front of you, but you remember the line. Rav Yochanan said it was because of the anvasanusa, the misplaced humility of Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas, that the Chorban Beis HaMikdash took place, that the Heichal was burned. It's because there was one Jew who didn't know, he was too humble, he said, oh, I don't know if we have the right. He should have had the confidence to rule in a broader way. But in his humility, in his inability to understand the picture well, and to take the proper approach as a leader, it led to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and it led to the exile from the land of Israel. Again, leadership requires sometimes doing something and seeing something in a big way and understanding the picture in a broad way. And if a person fails to understand that, if we don't understand our own strength, then unfortunately Klal Yisrael cannot be the Klal Yisrael that we're supposed to be. This week's Parsha, we're asking for leaders. We're looking for people who want to take charge, who want to create something, who want to understand the power that they've been given. Says the Pasuk in Parsha's Tetzav in source number 7, Va'ata tedal chachmei lev. I try to identify chachmei lev, people who are wise at heart, asher milesiv ruach chachma darat, with a spirit of unbelievable wisdom. Va'asu es bigdei aron lekadsho lechan oli. Let's make bigdei kohen. Let's find people who have a spirit of Hashem inside of them, and let's make bigdei kohen. There's an interesting sefer called the Nahar Shalom by Rav Meir Shalom of Parasav, zecher tzadik levracha, and he comments in his sefer on this week's parsha. What exactly are we looking for in this pasuk? Who's being summoned in this pasuk? Va'ata tedaber al kol chachmei lev. Speak to people who are chachmei lev, those who are filled with the spirit of chachma. This is a beautiful insight. Sometimes you have a person, sometimes we are that person. You have a person who has tremendous potential to accomplish something. Right? In the depths of their heart, they have this unbelievable ability, but they simply don't believe that they can do it. And they need someone, va'ata tedaber, you need someone to tell them, you are filled with the spirit of wisdom. You can accomplish amazing things. If you just tell a person that they can do something great, then all of a sudden they start to believe that they can do something great. So says the Nahar Shalom, source number 8. Va'ata tedaber al kol chachmei lev asher meleisiv ruach chachma. Speak to the people who are filled with the spirit of wisdom. Yivu'ar dihinei lefamim. Kasher yis'or ha'adam belibo. A person sometimes has a moment of his sorrows. I'm going to do something great. I'm going to do something new. A new project for myself. I'm going to learn something new. I'm going to create something new. Right? I'm going to take a certain thing that I've done for a long time to the next level in terms of its level of commitment and strength. And what happens immediately after that? A person immediately is attacked by the Yetzirah and is convinced that I can't do it. I don't have the ability to do it. Ulam nidmelo b'machshavto she'inu roi la'oso itztala. He says, I can't do it. It's just, I'm not cut out for it. I don't know what I was thinking. Where did I get this idea? I thought I could do it. I'm not sure if I can do it. And who am I to be poking my head around in the king's inner chambers? It's not for me. I thought I could, for a minute I thought I could do it. Now I realize it's just not for me. Zeu shemarameis lanu haTorah kadosh. So for such a person, who really deep down inside knows he or she can do it, but is kind of hesitant for whatever reason, because of a lack of confidence, a lack of self-esteem, because public opinion is not that way, whatever it may be, Zeu shemarameis lanu haTorah kadosh. Shele'ish kazeh tzarech hatzadik hador legalos lo ki ro'ihu lezeh. Hashem says, Moshe, go tell Klal Yisrael they can do it. Va'ata tadaver, tell them that they're filled with the spirit of wisdom. Va'kasher yikadish atzma ma'at milamata, yikadshu aso harbe milamala. If you're just willing to try, you'll see you can actually do it. But we often chicken out. We're not confident in ourselves. So therefore, the tzadik ador, Moshe Rabbeinu was being told, va'ata tadaver al kol chachmei lev. Go tell people that they're chachmei lev. Go convince them that they're chachmei lev. Hashem ilaysiv ruach chachma. Tell them that they're not only are they a little bit chacham, but they have the potential to be filled with the spirit of chachma. Peirish shetegal lehem zehadavar ki reuyim heim alakach. Tell a person that they are fit for the job. Tell a person that they can accomplish so much. They have the ability to start the project, to continue the project, and to finish the project. But sometimes a person just doesn't believe that. So Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell, you're the tzadik hador. It's your job as a leader to convince the people, to tell them what they're supposed to be doing, and to convince them how they're supposed to be doing. We say every day, three times a day in Ashrei, the importance of reminding ourselves of how great Hashem is. And it's true, we talk a lot about how great Hashem is. All the Pesuk of the Zimras, how great Hashem is, and all the wonders and the grandeur of Hashem. And one of the Pesukim that we say in Ashrei, one of the phrases that we use, is Lahodia Livnei Adam Gvurosav, make it known to man the strength of Hashem. The first Lanam Rebbe is quoted in a small sefer called Toras Avos in source number 9. The Baal Yesod HaAvoda, the first Lanam Rebbe in the early part of the 19th century. He says, you know what else it means, Lahodia Livnei Adam Gvurosav? To tell a person his strength? You know who his strength is going on? It's not only his with a capital H, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength. Lahodia Livnei Adam, tell a person his strength, his own strength. Ratzalomar, shala adam ledas gvuros atzmo. Sometimes a person tries and tries and tries and you get knocked down and you say, I can't anymore. Tell that person, but you can, you do have more strength. You don't realize how much strength you have. You have a Jewish neshama. You have an infinite amount of strength. Ratzalomar, shala adam ledas gvuros atzmo. Lohodil le adam, make it known to someone else. Tell your spouse, tell your children, tell your members of your shul, tell Klal Yisrael. We're much stronger than that. We're not so easily swayed. We're not so easily defeated. Shabiyadu l'natzeach es Yitzhar harav. The Yitzhar got the better of you, even though he's a malach, and you're just basar v'dam, you're flesh and blood. Afal pishu malach, ki ein nostim lo min ha-shamayim Yitzhar ha-shu l'mal me'kochos. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a person a Yitzhar that's bigger than him. Tell ourselves, l'odia l'vnei Adam. Go tell a ben Adam. Go tell another person, Guru Sub, his strength. Not just his, Hashem's strength. But tell a person his own strength. I had a thought at the end of davening this morning I want to share with you. I like to try to say, I just follow the siddur, you know, I'm a pasha to yid. Whatever it says in the siddur, you try to say it. So after the Arts Well Siddur, it has the zechiros, things you're supposed to try to remember every day. The shesh zechiros. Right? Obviously the mitzvah, the real mitzvah, zechiros amalek is a yearly mitzvah. Not to forget amalek. Amalek. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a nice idea, I want to share it with you. Remember what amalek tried to do to you. Right, Zachor Eis Asher Asal Lecha Amalek Baderech. How Amalek tried to cool you off, Asher Karcha Baderech. So I was thinking maybe you could say the following: a Jew has the ability to do anything and everything. That has to be the starting point of how we look at ourselves. We are a people who have defied the odds a million times over. We've survived a million times over things that no other nation in history could survive. The emotional torture we've been through, the physical torture we've been through. You think Klal Yisrael would be long gone and we're described as Ma'at Mikol Ha'amim and we're still here. And not only are we here, we're thriving, we're always center stage. Klal Yisrael can accomplish anything. What does Amalek try to do to us? Asher Karcha Baderech. Amalek tries to cool us off, to make us very plain, to make us very regular. we have the ability to accomplish everything. And Amalek says, just be like regular. Be like every other nation. Be middle of the road, be regular, be average. So maybe you could say it like this. Zachor Eis Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. Zachor Eis. Eis is Aleph Tav. Right? Remember that you had the ability to mamish accomplish everything from Aleph to Tav. Zachor Eis Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. You had the ability to accomplish everything. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav Zayin. All the way Aleph through Tav. Right? Aleph through Tav are the building blocks of creation, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos and Daf Nun Hei. You could do everything Aleph through Tav. You could accomplish anything. You can start the project. I don't know if I can handle it. You can finish the project. Hashem says you can finish the project. What does Amalek say to us? What does Amalek do with that Aleph through Tav? Again, the all-encompassing kochos, so to speak, that we have. All of the various elements of our soul, the Aleph through Tav. Zachor Eis. Remember, you had Aleph through Tav. Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. But Amalek tried to make it into Lecha. The letters Chaf and Lamed are the two middle letters of the Aleph base. Right? Amalek tried to get you, you could say it a couple ways. You could say, Amalek tried to get you to stop midway. Yeah, you're not going to finish the job. So you left Mitzrayim, but you're not going to be Mekabel the Torah. Or you could just say, Amalek just says, just be like very middle of the road. Chaf is the 11th letter of the Torah. Lamed is the 12th letter of the Torah. Mamish, the middle of the Torah. So you have the kochos, Mamish from A to Z. And Amalek says, nah, we're going to take the Zachor Ace, Asher Asa Lecha. We're going to make it Chaf and Lamed. We're going to make it just very plain, very middle of the road. You tell a Jew, you can go weiter, do more. Believe that you can accomplish great things. Who do you live with? What empowers us to be so great? The Zohar says in this week's Parsha an amazing thing. All of a sudden, this week's Parsha, we're very busy with va'ata this, va'ata that. And you, and you, and you. Says the Zohar in source number 10. Va'ata titzav es b'nei Yisrael. Va'ata hakrev elechas aron achicha. Am Rabbi Chia, why over here, of all places, does it say, Va'ata hakrev elecha, Va'ata tedabra kochach melev, Va'ata tetzavis b'nei Yisrael, Va'ata kach lecha b'samim rosh. What's with all this Va'ata, 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 Va'ata? And you, and you, and you, and you, says the Zohar, a secret. Elakula beraza ilah. Who is this you? Why not Moshe? So, okay, so we know maybe this is a parsha where Moshe's name is concealed because of what happens in next week's parsha, right? Because Moshe said, "Machani na misifracha, erase me from your book," right? But why va'ata? Why aren't we using Moshe's name? All of a sudden, you this, you who is this you? Why are we speaking of Moshe? Why can't we say Moshe's name? Is it not Moshe? And if it's Moshe, so say Moshe. What's with va'ata this? Va'ata, you should do this. You should do that. It says the Zohar, "Kula beraza ilaihu." The whole thing is somehow connected to a very deep secret. In what sense? La'achlala shchinta bahadei. You know why Moshe's name is somewhat concealed? Because we're letting something mysterious in with Moshe. The Sva'ata, the you, encompasses and contains within it La'achlala shchinta bahadei. He's combining himself with the Shechina in these moments. Okay. So it's not just Moshe. Right? You can't just call it Moshe because it's much bigger than Moshe. It's you. Right? It's you that's part of I, the capital I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does this mean? La'achlala shchinta bahadei. One of the architects of Tells in America, who rebuilt Tells, while Tells in Europe, Rachmana Litzlan was being decimated by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, was Rav Chaim Mordechai Katz, or Matel Katz. Matel Katz passed away in 1964. Beautiful Jew, wrote a beautiful sefer called the Be'er Mechokek. And he writes in this week's parsha, he says, I'll tell you what the va'at, I'll tell you what the Zohar is getting at here. What does it mean to do everything? Moshe is being told, you, do everything and do it with the Shechina. What does it mean? Do it l'shem Shemayim? Have good kavana, do it l'shma. Says a matel kat, no, it's much deeper than that. V'yesh levar, he says in source number 11. De'ein ha'kavana b'achlalas ha'shechina. When we say that Moshe is being told you should combine yourself every step of the way with the Shechina, it's not that he should just be mechavein l'shem Shemayim. El sha'aleim l'hachnis ha'chela ke'aloki mima'al asher bahem u'pnimius nafshim la'avoda. Bring the essence of you. Not the chitzonius of you. Not a superficial version of you. Bring the whole you, aleph to tav. Bring all of your kochos. Don't have false humility. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of false humility. Don't be too sympathetic and understanding of the people, Shaul Melech. You're the leader. Know who you are. Lodil of Ne'adam Gvurosov. Bring along with yourself, what? The Shechina. The pnimius of your nefesh into all of your avota. What does that mean? Dahainu linaer minishmasam haafrurias sheitstaber elav. Shake off the dust that has settled onto your soul. Hamidos, hataivos, hachemdos, hamachshavos zaros, hapnios, vanegios, asher bechomer yesodam. Wherever your body is holding you back, whether it's in character, whether it's in desire, whether it's in corrupt thinkings and improper intentions, shake it all off. Va'oz lageshes la'avodim chelak ha'elokei asher b'hem. And then to take the essence of you to serve Hashem. To try to serve Hashem with the exterior of you, you're going to feel limited. You're going to feel like a human being. But when I realize that I'm carrying a divine spark inside of myself, then I can do anything. Well, it's not going to cool me off or slow me down or convince me that I'm not capable. Hillel Hazakin was a very humble person. We paskin like Hillel over Shai because Hillel was very understanding and very compassionate. Teach me kol haTorah kula while standing on one leg. Hillel says to the convert, no problem, man. I'm sympathetic, I'm kind, I'm understanding. The Gemara there in Shas tells a story. Someone had a bet to see if they can get Hillel angry by asking him ridiculous questions. And Hillel kept his cool, very humble. And when Hillel would come to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, at the end of the Second Temple period, and Hillel would walk into Klal Yisrael's biggest party of the year, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Hillel would say, the Gemara in Sukkah in source number 12, Amru Alav al Hillel Hazakin, Kishayisameach besimchas beis haShoeva, Omar, he would say the following, Imani kan hakol kan. The humble, the gentle, unassuming Hillel used to say, Imani kan, he'd pat himself on the chest, Imani kan hakol kan. If I'm here, everyone's here. Hillel would walk in, I'm the life of the party. Hillel's here, everybody should know, Hillel's here, now we have a party. Imani kan hakol kan. Vim eini kan, Mikam, but if I'm not here, this isn't a party. Simchas Beis Shoeva? Who talks like that? Bal Gaiva Hill. And Hill, you're known for your humility. How could it be? So Rashi explains that Hillel wasn't speaking as Hillel. What did Hillel mean when he said, Imani kan hakol kan? He was speaking on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was saying to Klal Yisrael, he was darshaning, says Rashi, on behalf of Klal Yisrael, saying, if the Shechina is here, then this is great. And this Beis HaMikdash is going to last. But if the Shechina is not here, right, then what on earth are we doing here? Says Rav Matl Katz, with this we can better understand exactly what the Zohar was saying. Va'ata titzava, bring the essence of yourself. Says the Be'er Mecholke, continuing in his beautiful Sefer in Source 14. Lafi muvano shel haZohar, beferish mohus adam. The way the Zohar explained, va'ata titzava, we're being asked what? To form the, to express the essence of ourselves. Yeshar bre Hillel ba'ofen achem. You know what Hillel was saying? Imani kan hakol kan. When Hillel said, Ani, kivein lachal ha'aloki asher ba'adam. Hillel was saying to himself, if I want to make a difference in the world, I need to bring the essence, the ani, the essence of me. Bir hadvarim, says Ramatul Kat, beautiful words. Im shora hashchina bi, visholetis bikirbi. If I understand and believe that the shchina is inside of me. Hakol kan, then anything and everything is possible. Then I don't have to walk around like Klal Yisrael sometimes schleps around in the world when anti-Semites who happen to be in Congress now say, you know, ridiculous things, right? We need to stand up for ourselves. We need to not tolerate certain things. Our leaders need to be leaders. And every Jew has to have a shtickel malchus. And when the Amaleks of the world come to try to slow us down, right? Or when, you know, society tries to slow us down and the Shaul HaMelech can't make a clear decision because everyone else is telling him what to do, the kind and gentle Shmuel needs to say, if Hashem says kill a Malik, we kill a Malik. And if Hashem says this is what is expected of you, this is what's expected of you. And when we dig deep and we tap into that Shechina, says Rav Matl Katz, if a Shechina ain't a Shorabi, v'ani rachuk mimano, then mikan. If the Shechina is not here, if I'm just going to present myself as just another human being, then of course I'm not going to accomplish that much. But when I recognize imani kan, the essence of ani, the essence of you, not Moshe, whatever Moshe means, whatever picture we draw up when we hear Moshe. The essence of you. Put it into the Beis HaMikdash. Then you know what? Then you can build a house for God. Then you can make clothing for a Kohen Gadol. Me? Yes. Tell the Chachmei Lev. Help them identify that they're filled with a spirit of tremendous wisdom. And realize that what? That with that a person can accomplish anything. I'll just end in the final source. We're finishing up this week, Truma Tetzaveh. Tetzaveh is the last week of what's known as Shovavim Tat. 6 weeks that are dedicated. I'm sorry, 8 weeks this year in a leap year. Shovim is 6 weeks. Shovim Tat, 8 weeks that are dedicated to working on Inyanei Tshuva. Right? The Magen Avram writes in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch that in a leap year, we dedicate these weeks to working on Inyanei Tshuva, because a leap year is, well, it's a long time until we get back to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We need some type of miniature Tshuva course in the middle. So there's different Inyanei Tshuva that we're working on. Tetzaveh, this is it. This is the end of the Shovim Tat, this period of Tshuva. So I want to end with a beautiful insight into Tshuva. Because when it comes to Tshuva, the Torah says, Lo nifleis hi mimcha. It's not too far away from you. Maybe it's talking about Torah, maybe it's talking about Tshuva. We can assume for now it's talking about both. Says the Shem Yishmuel, quoting Rashi. Rashi says, Lo bashamayim hi, right? Lo nifleis hi mimcha. It's not impossible for you. And if it was in the Shemayim, you'd make yourself ladders and you'd climb up to the Shemayim to retrieve it. Says the Shem Yishmuel, Vekasha. Heich yacholin lavo l'shamayim. What does that mean? If Tshuva was somewhere in the heavens, you'd still be able to go and get it. How would we possibly get it? So the Shem Yishmuel says a very simple thing. You know how we're going to get it? And this is really the essence, I believe, of what the Zohar is saying, Va'ata Tetzaveh. This is what Rav Matl Katz is saying when he's explaining that Hillel said, Imani kan akol kan. What does it mean to include the Shechina in everything that we do? We have a very simple halachic principle. You know what it's called? Shlucho shal adam kemosa. That means if you're someone's shliach, you become an extension of that individual. So if we see ourselves as being what? Messengers of Hashem. If every single thing that we do is as a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then shlucho shal adam kamosa. That means we have Hashem's powers inside of us. Says the Shem Yishmuel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a mitzvah called tshuva. It's so hard. Tshuva! I'll never clean up my mess. Right? Lo bashamayim, he says. Rashi, if it was in that Shemayim, you'd find a way to get it. How on earth am I going to get to the Shemayim to bring down the Torah? To chase after tshuva if it's on the other side of the ocean or if it's somewhere beyond this world? You know how you're going to do it? Because Hashem said you can do it. And then if Hashem empowers you to do it and makes you his shliach, then shlucho shal adam kamoso, says the Shem Yishmuel. If Moshe tells it to you, you can do it. You now have the powers of Moshe Rabbeinu. You have the powers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo nefleis hi mimcha, it's not too hard for us. So Amir Tzashem, again, part of the milchama against the Malik, and this is a big thing that we're trying to feel as we come to Purim. A yom tov of tshuasam ha'isa lanetzach, to be winners. To be winners means that we have to have the confidence to believe that what? We don't have to always be so humble in the face of our detractors. To have a confidence to believe we can accomplish great things. Not to allow a Malik to cool us off and to convince us that we're not capable of accomplishing amazing, amazing things. But to realize shlucho shal adam kamoso. To realize that that it's possible for us again, to overcome that sense of false humility and to become a Kadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful nation that shapes and molds the entire universe. Good Shabbos.